everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. So, bago ko sabihin lahat ng mga podcast kung saan nila mapakikinggan, Tito Pao. Nagtataka lang ako, ba't parang napapaligiran tayo ng kababaihan eh?
Ah, oo nga. Hindi ko alam. Ikaw nag-invite, di ba?
Ako. Ako ba nag-invite? So, kasama natin ulit ngayon, Tito Pao. No?
Yes.
Si Summer.
Summer is
life. Parang familiar. Ano sinasabi mo? Looks family.
Yes. Looks family. Kasi parang nakasama na natin sila noon sa yung podcast.
Oo. So, si Summer is the only person without headphones. So, you can say anything. She really won't hear it. Wala kasi siya ng headphones.
So, mag-trash
talk
kayo, okay lang.
Okay lang. So, yun nga, kinakabahan talaga ako pag nandito si Summer.
Ay, naman tayo.
Kinakabahan na naman ako. Pero sige, para hindi ako kabahan.
Maglay tayo ng blinders, Josh.
Para hindi ako kabahan na lang sa future subscribers and memory keepers ngayon. Kung bago kayo dito sa channel natin, please don't forget to click that subscribe button. And of course, yung notification bell dito pa para ma-notify sila sa mga bagong updates
na meron tayo. Pag-alam mo na konti, ha? Tapos saan pa nila maririnig or mapapakinggan pala ang... parang Tagalog talaga tayo ngayon, ha? Parang mga Filipino guests natin.
Saan din ang mapakinggan? So, available ang ating podcast sa... Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, marami pang iba. Meron ding Stitcher, meron ding Radio Public, meron ding Anchor. So, ililist namin lahat sa description below para makita nyo kung ano yung available sa inyo na platform.
Okay. So, memory keepers and future subscribers. Lester, okay naman tong aking angle, ha? Parang may crane sa harap, eh.
Okay lang yan.
So, once again, it's your friendly neighborhood Tito, Tito Paolo. Again, I'm a little nervous. It's the first time that we're having two different channels as a guest.
Yes.
No? And medyo nakakakaba kasi andyan yung girlfriend ko, eh.
Yes!
Hindi pala girlfriend, sorry. Hindi pala girlfriend. May asawa na pala ako. Hindi ko alam, ha?
Kaya pala kinakabahan ka.
Oo, kinakabahan ako kasi first time may audience tayo. Sana we can pan the camera a little
natin
bit, no?
Sa ano na lang tayo. Sa Instagram tayo.
Yeah. We'll just move. Can we ask Miss Krisha to come over and say hi? I'll just blur out Maven in the edit. You have to stay here. Then you have to wave. Ayan. May audience participation talaga dito. Ayan. Grabe. Ang saya pala pag madaming tao dito sa Spill the Beans. Parating tatlo lang tayo.
Oo nga.
Parang beans talaga tayo, like a bowl of beans.
Yes.
Wow,
encore. A bowl of beans? Okay, Summer, sige.
Okay, bye guys, thank you.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Tako, hirap magkamali dito. It's a very tough crowd. Okay, so once again, thank you to all the memory keepers and the future subscribers for watching. That's it.
Hindi pa napapakilalang kasama ko dito, patabi ko.
Nga, pakilala mo muna. This is one of the longest intros we've had. Kinala mo muna.
So, meron tayong kasamang napakagandang galing pa sa Siargao daw.
Siargao daw.
Siargao. Walang iba kundi si Summer.
Hindi ba pinakilala mo na?
Hindi pa siya
yung face-to-face.
Pinakilala mo na, dude.
Hindi pa kasi siya nagsasalita. Hindi ko pa.
Puro Summer ka. Napakilala mo na.
Okay na.
Napakilala mo na.
Mag-hello ka muna para ma-confirm ko.
Round two. Hi, everyone. Thank you guys so much for having me again.
Yan.
Okay, so we'll get started na. So again, once again, this is your friendly neighborhood Tito, Tito Paolo. Today is siguro one of the pioneer episodes. There's a baby on board, which is fine. It's okay. We're trying to mimic real life circumstances, no? So at least we can continue with the show. the podcast, I hate calling it a show. So today we have two guests and two different channels, pero very very similar. Tama ba, Lester?
Very similar.
Yung
vibes nila.
Vibe and the con. Would you say similar content, I guess?
Same, parang type of...
May similarity. Sorry, it's not the same, but there's a similarity. All right.
I'm Leah with an H, and thank you for having me again on Spill the Beans.
Thank you. And Leah, what's your YouTube channel again?
It's Heyo Leah, and I'm on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, thank you. I love the pot. Bale, can you just introduce yourself and the YouTube channel?
Okay. So, hello everyone. Ako po si Belle. Maraming salamat sa pagkakataon ulit na pumunta dito at magkasama kayong lahat. Maraming salamat po. Yung YouTube ko po ay ako si Belle at same po yung Instagram ko. Ako si Belle.
Wow. Galing man Tagalog.
Galing man Tagalog. Ang lalim niya man Tagalog.
Parang naka-dub talaga eh. No? Parang iba yung nosebleed, no? Okay, parang iba yung visual sa audio eh. All right, for all the memory keepers and the future subscribers, just to reacquaint you with the two YouTube channels that we have, ako si Bale has been around, when was this channel created?
2012. Pero hindi ako naging consistent until 2019.
Yeah. But you also, how often do you frequent Manila? Because you are based in
Canada. But nagstay ako dito sa Manila last year ng mga 5 months. Bumalik ako ng Canada. Tapos nandito na ako ngayon ng saglit lang.
Saglit lang. How short is saglit?
1 week-ish.
1 week?
Yeah, long story.
Long story. Yeah. We have all the time in the world. Tayo lang naman dito eh. No, but so you're here for 1 week.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so lucky to have Bale for able to drop by. All right. So, Bale, the last time you were here, November ata yun, no? Tama ba?
Mga ganun po, yeah.
November. Kamusta naman yung experience mo dito the last time?
Very fun.
Parang may gusto kayong sabihin. Parang may gusto kayong parating.
Ano nangyari?
May nangyari ba noon, Lester?
May memories, yeah.
Oo.
Ganun talaga yun. Marami talagang pangyayari noon.
Oo.
Yung mga hindi nare-record.
Hindi nare-record. Malapit na kasi yung ashtray. Ang usapan na natin noon was the ashtray, no? That you
the Barrow Man?
Yes.
Yes, ang galing yata sa Baguio yata.
Oo, tapos hindi pala na-record yun.
Hindi pala na-record. So, hindi natin ako yung reaction.
Oo, so this is Bale's channel on YouTube. Oh. So, it's ako si Bale. Right, wow, Bale, I didn't know you were this high na.
Grab. 100 na pala.
When was, ay nako, road to ano na to? Hindi na road to silver play button to. Just waiting na lang to, diba?
Waiting na lang.
Thank you.
Pizza ka mamaya. Sorry, my Tito Ice failed me. What's the number now?
99.7K.
Wow.
But it's very slow to reach that 100. It's been forever.
Yeah, it's so cool that right now, I think when she was here,
nasa 60 ba?
Yeah. 60, no? Towards 60. Yeah. Wow. Alright, so that's now you're at 99.7. Kung gusto mo pahiram yung ibang subscribers, naghahanap din kami. pero what's your most recent video? Is this
it's the sad one. Let's not talk about that one.
Why? Okay, just tell us about it na lang. Okay. Why is it the sad one?
It's the reason I'm here only for 1 week, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was accepted to a job.
Okay.
When I was there in Canada, here in Manila, they accepted me. Uh-oh. So I came all the way here. I already told you about it. And then I went to the office for what I thought was the paper signing. And then they told me that it can't go through, actually, because of the work visa.
So you had plans of working here, staying here.
Yeah.
But they weren't able to inform you beforehand, even before.
That's why I just wish they would email me instead. But I came all the way, and maybe they wanted to tell me face to face. I don't know.
But I mean, they have to consider also plane fare, your time. Yeah. right?
I think it's also not their fault because when I applied, I was living here. Mm-mm. So they think I'm based here, which I was. I was based here last year.
Okay.
And then I came back for it when they confirmed that I can do it. And uh-oh, they knew I was on tourist visa and everything, and they still said it was okay. So I said, oh, then I'll really go through with it. And then last minute, they found out that they cannot.
Okay. Hirap to comment, but I guess...
It's okay. Like, I feeling ko God's plan. I'm sure, like, you can also... there will be other opportunities. And at least you're here.
Everything happens
exactly.
For a reason.
Thank you.
I like it. I like that there's three girls right now.
Yes, I like it. I'm happy that you're here, babe.
Natuwa-tuwa ka nga, Lester, napansin ko, ha? At least ako, I'm just drawing from my childhood experience because I also grew up with three girls. I was the only boy in the family. So, medyo sanay naman ako. Nakaka-adjust naman.
Nabully po kayo?
Hindi eh. Wala, sobrang introverted din ako nung bata. Eh, di lang ako nagsasalita eh.
Doesn't look like it.
Really?
What a turn.
No, actually, you asked Lester. As soon as the podcast is over, you can't talk to me.
Hindi na tayo makakapag-usap-usap niya.
Hindi na kami nag-uusap. Talagang I'm just on the computer.
So, tahimik lang dito sa office.
So, for Bill, since things took a turn for something that you didn't expect, there's also some good news naman because Teddy Sage Studios, I was hoping that I could bring you guys to the location. I'm bahala na street if we edit this out. I'll just, when I review it. Teddy Sage Studios is putting up a co-working space that has facilities for podcasting and other video needs. Right now, we're selecting content creators that we feel are in line with Teddy Sage. So I'll be issuing out either a black card or a gold card, which means you get free use of the facilities. When you guys have time, siguro maybe if you guys are here again, but you're leaving na, you know? But if you're...
Yeah, for sure. That's the spirit.
Yeah, so at least some good news for you para you don't feel bad
gosh,
naman.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I will never, like right now, most of the guests that we're having, especially the ones when we were just starting, kagaya ni Summer, who was so nice, came over. I'll be giving out those cards. And then once you you have those cards, you can access the place.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, and it's just here in 36 ba yun? 36 Street, no?
Basta tabi ng uptown.
But hindi, sa may soccer field sa may Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hopefully, it'll be done before mid part of the year. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So, Bill, when you're here, you can use the... place.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to the second channel. Itong channel na to, ang tagal ko nang hindi nakikita. Talaga na-miss ko itong channel na to. Kasi it's been such a long time, Lester.
Sobrang tagal na.
When was the last time we saw this channel?
Napakatagal na, parang mga ilang months na yata.
Ilang months, hindi. Months na agad.
Depende sa editing.
Depende sa posting time. Kung kailan natin ma-publish to.
Yung mga last podcast natin nung last year pa eh. Kailan sila na-upload eh.
Binubuko mo na talaga. For the memory keepers, we'll calculate some of the podcasts that we're publishing now were from November and December.
Yes.
Because we've been so busy. But Leia, na-mention ko tuloy. Hey, Leia, don't worry. Priority ka naman ni Lester. So the goal is to publish before March.
Tama.
Sabi kasi ni Lester, i-edit na niya kasi pupunta daw siyang Siargao.
Wow!
Diba?
Oo nga pala, no?
Diba? Okay, sige, ang haba na, sandali. So, today, the second channel that we have as a guest is...
Heyolea.
Heyolea. Yes. Hi, Leia. How are you today?
Kamusta? Okay naman po.
Galing.
Oh, Lester. Oh, please match that energy. Okay. Ang gaya ni Tito Paolo.
Hello, Leia. Kamusta na?
Okay naman po, Brad.
Brad talaga.
Okay daw siya, pare. May tanong ka ba?
Kamusta naman yung unang experience mo dito sa ating podcast? Nag-enjoy ka naman ba?
joke! Ang saya. Super, super. Very grateful that I got invited here because I got to meet new people.
Yes.
Summer, Tito, Pao, Lester, and now Bailey. So, I'm very excited and yun po. Very masaya.
Yeah. I like your shirt, ha?
Thank you.
Whitney.
That's the mood. 80s mood today.
Ma'am, kilala niyo po ba si Whitney? Hindi mo na generation yan, ha?
Tito po.
Yeah. Sige, ano yun?
I would dance in my room listening to I Wanna Dance With Somebody. Kahit ano, 80s lang. Nandyan pa rin sa puso.
Paki-pull up nga ang Instagram ni Miss Heyolea. Parang may nakita akong ano.
What?
Dancing to 80s ba yun? Parang mabigyan naman natin ng visual ang kwento ni Heyolea. Meron, di ba? Parang may nakita ako kanina.
I put on my story.
Di ba?
Yeah.
Oh, ayun. So, ang galing.
Okay,
thank you, Tito Paolo, for your memory.
Oh, no.
Parang may nakita ko ako.
Ano?
Asa na? Ayan! Okay, bigyan mo lang ba ako audio? Ayan. Familiar, no, Lester?
Parang alam ko yung t-shirt na yan.
Oo, ayan. Yeah.
Yan, dapat ma-start yung day in a good mood.
Oo nga.
Ang galing, ha?
Alam mo, Leia, ang baba ng energy mo.
Diba?
Parang wala siyang energy, eh.
Oo, eh.
Parang ano, no? Parang matamlay si Leia, no? So, paano ka naman na-expose kay Whitney Houston?
Wala lang po na. Oh. I got inspired today.
Oh. Ay, sino to? Ito, dalilito ako. Sino naman to?
I got to try the new spicy tuna pie kasi kanina.
Baka ma-sponsor naman kami
dyan. Oo. Okay, so you were saying, how do you know Whitney?
Well, even though I was born in the 90s, I could hear and listen the good 80s songs through my parents.
Through your parents.
So my mom would actually get the Whitney Houston hairstyle. And I'm actually a huge fan of 80s music, like Prince, funk. So yun. And sometimes, yun, I was starting the day well, good mood, so good I had mood. To share it.
Alam mo, Leia, parang hindi ka naman nababad mood eh. Nababad mood ka ba?
Oo nga, parang hindi siya nababad mood eh.
Siyempre naman po minsan. But may secret weapon. Dapat ano, always, in French we say, relatif.
So,
so you need to see the good side every time. So like I was telling you earlier, when she came here,
yes.
Maybe you didn't got it, but you got to meet the people, join IGN. And I'm sure you'll find another opportunity, girl, for
thank
sure.
You. Yes. Thank you. The French wisdom. Relative.
It is. Papa, Leia, I have to ask you a question. Paano naman pag bad mood ka? What are the signs when Leia's in the bad mood?
There is chocolate on my bed, music, 90s, 2000 R&B sad music. you know. And chocolate and yan lang, but sometimes
that's the thing that helps you snap out of it.
Yeah, and then another boost is dancing, music, and workout. Like just have a run and it feels that's good.
That's true. Alam mo, Leia, may nag-workout na ngayon. Meron na nga. Consistently working out.
Sa Shargo.
Para sa Shargo.
Parang siya siyagaw.
Pag-ready na daw siya sa siyagaw.
Yan, motivated.
Oo. So, pero working out, being active really helps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Super, it makes your mind like, let's empty. Let's say. So, uh-oh. I do run and do boxing. Oh. So, boxing pag galit para
ilabas.
Ilabas mo yung galit kung sino naman nag-break ang heart.
Kanino ka naman nagagalit? Oo.
Parang hindi ka... Are we gonna talk about that? Nakakahiya
po. No, we don't have to talk about in specifics. Yan naman rule dito sa Spill the Beans. You don't have to mention the name, the age, the address, or the mobile number. Just the...
Just the credit card number.
Just the YouTube handle name, IG handle name. But what are the reasons? No, the reason I'm asking is because I really like your energy. It's very contagious, diba? They just have no idea how we are, Lester. Pag tayong dalawa lang eh.
Nahawa nga tayo sa kanila.
Really?
Yes.
That's good.
We are so quiet here. You have no idea how quiet it gets here. So for you, hala, nakalimutan ko tuloy question ko. Ano yung tinatawa ko?
Ano daw siya nagagalit?
Ano yun? Kanino siya nagagalit?
Kanino
siya nagagalit? Sino na naman nakaka-trigger ng bad emotions, bad vibes?
Okay, let's talk real stuff.
Okay.
Kasi Valentine's Day is coming, right? To the guys na my girlfriend pala and then they are just playing around.
Grabe naman yun.
First name yan. And then
I won't say. Basta.
Memory keepers will fight for you.
Latest story. But I got to jump off of that kasi na nga boxing, sarap magsuntok.
sa generation namin, they call that mga players.
Yeah, mga babaero.
Ano na ba sa generation nyo? Parang iba na ata eh.
F-boy.
F-boy na.
That's what you call them now. Okay. May kilala ka
bang? A waste of your time.
That's
what you call them.
Parang may similar experience si Summer.
Parang may gusto nga siya ikwento.
Parang may gusto siyang i-share. Yes. Summer, ano yun? Ano yung sinasabi mga F-boy?
My friend lang. Yung friend ko.
Sino
si
yung friend?
Oh my God! Spill
lang ako.
I have tissue.
I spilled the water.
Nakagulat yun ha.
Ano yun? Hindi ko narinig eh.
Ano yan?
Oo.
Ano ba yun?
Pag-rewind lang ng konti, hindi ko masyado narinig.
Nakaka-relate ka, no?
Nakaka-relate ka sa kanya.
Hindi, ikaw.
Wala. Ako ay simpleng
mga
tao lang.
Simpleng tao lang.
Ah, may F-girls din.
I guess, no? I mean, I don't know.
I guess you can't generalize naman one gender to be just the bad guy.
Yan siguro yung mga takot sa committed na relationship.
Ayan, thank you. Pumasok ka na, ha? Yes, kasi medyo hindi na ako makakomment sa mga ganitong topic. Yeah. O, pasok ka na yan.
Mga takot sa pagiging committed. So, kaya nagagawa nila yung mga ganung bagay. Pinagtatanggol ko yun, no? Hindi naman.
Takot sa commitment. So, play the field muna. Collect and select. Parang
yes,
ganun.
Collect and select. Hanggang sa ma-select na nila yung gusto nila.
Ganun. Oh my God! Really?
They're never content, I think. So they're constantly looking for someone that will bring them happiness, but then they always constantly get into that mode of like switching to the next person, I think.
Parang hunter ba? Mm-hmm. In French, we call them Don Juan. It's a literature thing. Like, it's really... the person who likes to seduce, like the thrill of this first stage, and just know that it's challenging and then get into it. And then pag kinuha na, wala na. Parang ganyan yung...
They just like the chase.
Yeah. So yun, dito po.
They like the thrill of the hunt more than the kill the itself. Yeah. Oh, buti na lang di ako marunong mag-French. I can imagine myself, I look so funny speaking French. Ang hirap eh, parang there's so many facial expressions to it.
Oh, really? maybe it's just me.
Okay, so going back, ibabalik muna kita sa hot seat, sir. Akala mo, ganun kadali umalis eh. Si Natasha, ang tagal natin hin-hot seat eh, si Traveling Foxes eh. So, hindi ba ang goal naman ng each and every person is to eventually find happiness, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're an F-girl or F-boy, hindi ba ganun din naman ang gusto ng isang F-boy, Lester?
Hindi naman ako F-boy.
I'm kidding. No, si Lester, very, ano, very loyal yan.
Good boy yan, good boy.
Good boy.
Tall.
Good
boy,
yes.
Tall? Paul. I was gonna say Paul, sorry. Paul, good boy.
Oh, good boy.
Good boy.
Lester, so my question is...
Yes, what's the question, Tito Paul?
I think everyone has to answer na lang. Hindi ba ganun din yung gusto ng most... Everyone's just looking for happiness? So, if baka mabansagan kang F-boy, baka at that time, hindi lang match? Am I?
Tama. I guess ganun na nga yung pananaw siguro. Kasi parang tinitignan kasi ng iba na parang masama na kasi nakikita lang nila outside.
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi nila nakikilala pa yung personality ng tao. Bakit ganun yung nangyayari sa kanya?
Tugma sa February itong ating conversation.
Dapat ma-release na ito.
Pag-iuna mo na muna ito. Edit mo na ito mamaya. Post na natin muna.
Saktong-sakto sa February.
Sa Thursday, post mo na. Pero Lester, sabi naman ni Leia, bakit naman yung may girlfriend? May girlfriend ka na nga. Nag-ahanap ka pa ng iba. Sarap mag-Tagalog. Nag-ahanap lahat. Oo. Diba?
Tama yung sabi ni Summer na hindi marunong makontento. So parang yung kulang doon sa isang tao siguro nakasama nila, hinahanap pa nila sa iba.
How long for your generation, how long does it take to commit now? I mean, is there courtship? Is there...
It's nangliligaw.
Yeah?
Depends on the culture.
Good, alright. So we have a...
Ibang-ibang kultura.
Yeah. So... Who Lester, who do we throw the question to first? Summer.
Oh, Summer.
Okay, Summer. Ano yung question, Lester?
ano bang question natin dyan?
How long does it take to commit now? Is there still courtship? When do you jump into a relationship?
Oh my gosh, I'm not the person to answer this question. No, I don't know.
You can speak in general terms naman. It doesn't mean when you say something, it's specifically for you.
It does depend, like with the online dating culture. Yeah. I don't participate in that. But well, I have a lot of, you know, we discussed this during the last podcast.
Yeah.
But I know for them, they have a lot of like different expectations than, you know, how it was. I know in high school, uso pa yung courtship and people still would ask the parents or something like that, old school. Nowadays, I don't think that's the case anymore.
It never happens anymore.
No. And I mean, I'm thinking about it and I don't know. My mom, sorry, shout out to my mom. Yeah. I feel like my mom would definitely terrify any guy that was trying to ask me out. So I feel like, I don't know if that would be the best thing to talk to the parents before, date pa lang ah.
Yeah,
so I think it has changed. I don't think that's the norm anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you, Bailey, go!
Just a quick anecdote lang. On our generation kasi, uso pa landline eh. So you don't really text. We can't text, wala pa noon. So true. We'd call and we'd call the house and then it's either the dad or the mom will answer.
My God.
Right? So, hello. Yes.
That's nice though, cuz then they get to know you and trust you. No?
Yeah. It was still like that.
Good test from the tito.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So for you guys, that doesn't happen anymore.
It happens.
Really?
It happens?
Of course. Like, my cousin, I feel like in the Filipino culture, there's the modern Filipino and the conservative Filipino. And in the conservative, like, where my family really grew up into, there's a courting stage and phase. And my cousin, I know it maybe at least 3 to 4 to a year of courtship before.
Wow.
Before settling and making it official with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought it was kind of old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, as Summer said, it's like online dating. It's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a there's a lot of advantages and pros because na nga, it's something more serious, more committed, you know where you're going. Mm-hmm. In online dating, it's casual. It's like you're kind of confused. Tapos you can... What do you think of like...
It really depends. Like the online dating, maybe here, I don't know how it's like, but in Canada, I think it's like more of a vehicle for shy people to meet each other. Awesome. But there is like... I wouldn't say there's panliligaw in Canadian culture. Maybe amongst the Filipinos, but definitely here. Yeah. I don't even know also here, but I've experienced it here.
What?
Like, yeah. Stories. Yes. Okay.
What's the username?
Hanapin natin.
Oh my gosh. Wag, wag. Online libel covers our platform. Okay, wag, wag. Okay. So you're saying...
Yeah, so like
you've experienced it here, yeah.
Yeah, but it was kind of weird for me. I got weirded out, and I told him to stop. You know, like he gave me flowers. He brought cake to my house.
What kind of cake?
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah. And then you found you were uneasy.
Like, yeah, because I'm not used to it, but it's really nice. But like, yeah, I was so not used to it.
Mm. Okay, I have a question. If there is no ano ba? Test mo na kita. Ano ba panliligaw sa English?
Panliligaw?
Oo.
Courting?
Okay, yeah. Courting, courtship. Once that's taken out, that part of the whole process, the relationship, how do you know if a guy really likes you? Or so you just hang out all the time? Mm-hmm. Sorry, Atito.
Oh my God!
Ito yung sasabi si Baylo. Go ahead. Please, educate the Tito.
No, for me, it's just the vibe. If I can feel right away that you have a good energy and spirit, and I can kind of sense if they're genuine or not. Okay. But I don't think everyone can sense that, so it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
So it's a guessing game?
It's a vibe thing.
Like
the chemistry. When you meet someone new, yes, and you speak and you get to know the person out like of the physical appearance, you can tell if... you're sharing something. There's a chemistry. There's something more than just the physical thing. And then that's when you want to get to know the person more. And then I feel like, grabe!
I'm listening. This is interesting. Go ahead.
And then, nagusto mo siya, ba, after, you want to see the person, you want to hang out there, you want to travel there, and then yun, parang, yan.
Lester, please tell me we're recording. Ah, sayang lahat to.
Yes,
we're recording. Okay. So my question is, I get that you get the vibe, you get the feel, but how do you know that it's mutual? That's the tricky part. What if you're...
Di ko rin alam.
You know what?
Ang gulo ng mga lalaki.
I feel like some people are becoming more straightforward about it, though.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's something about like our generation, but a lot of them are... Yeah, I think, yeah.
Oh, totoo yun.
People are starting to kind of like not really beat around the bush or be like, oh, I kind of like you, or MU before, right? I feel like people, if they like you nowadays, they kind of just say it.
Confirm,
they say
yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Lester's been saying it for some time.
Ano sinasabi ko?
I'm kidding.
Ano sinasabi ko?
I'm kidding. You know,
tama naman po yung sinasabi nga.
You have to be straightforward daw. You have to claim it.
Oh,
tama ba yun? Sorry.
Claim
it like
claim the coupon.
Like a business permit.
Straightforward agad eh. De, kasi yung generation ngayon talaga parang kumbaga naubusan na ng parang tawag dito parang move nila kung paano sila manliligaw. So parang yung iba yun na yung way nila na parang sasabihin na nila mismo dun sa gusto nila.
Yung iba nga sa Instagram DM lang eh.
Straightforward na parang
slide into the DMs. They're lazy now.
What
did
they say?
They're not gonna work so hard.
What did they say on the DMs? I like you.
No, either emoji.
Which one?
It's a whole new language dito.
Yan ang hindi namin alam.
Kahit kami, minsan we're so confused and we're like...
So no words?
Minsan, oo.
Sometimes just a picture.
Ah, ew!
What? Oh, okay, no. Here we go with the picture again. Nalilito. So ngayon, you're saying it's in the DMs.
Yep. Nobody has time to do all of that work.
Yeah.
Tamad na, no?
Tamad na po
sila. The guys are lucky, no? So do you say the guys are lucky? Because if you don't have to really... Because if you want it, you'll pursue it. Just like a goal.
Sometimes, but though people don't put that much effort and therefore it doesn't feel as... Special? I don't know, special. Yeah, special.
Okay, please, again, I'm a little lost luck. So how does it progress to a relationship? If it's just emojis,
more emojis.
From the DMs?
From the beginning. So you guys get to know each other and the guy maybe would send you what about emojis?
More
what
intricate emojis.
Nah, you're gonna talk after, gonna have a conversation and then if like online you get the vibes just by talking, you're gonna meet. And then meet again, and then kanon. I guess
that's
no?
it. Nah, so it's just a series of multiple dates, I guess.
Dating with a digital twist. Yeah.
Dating without really calling it dating, without putting a label on it.
And that's a good point. Like a lot of people nowadays don't want the label. Don't like the label of dating, or you know, some people have preferences where if they're seeing somebody, they're allowed to see other people. Mm-mm. So you kind of set that expectation.
Sorry, say that again. When they're seeing some,
like for example, when somebody says, "Oh yeah, I'm dating," they could be me and I'm dating a person right now, or I'm dating multiple people and kind of going on different dates to see which one.
Mm-hmm. At least if they're upfront about it,
yeah,
right. They're saying you're just part of the roster.
Yeah.
Right. So that happens.
You're number 27 on my number.
Yeah. You're my Thursday.
What? My Tuesday.
Yes. Lea, medyo malayo na yung tingin mo, ha? Napapansin ko, tumatagos na sa dingding yung tingin mo, ha?
Yeah, I'm really focused.
All right. Bill, sorry I have to ask. No, sorry na pa... Tamang-tama, no? Very timely yung conversation. We never planned it, no? Pang Valentine siya talaga. So for you, how does it progress? We don't have to talk about future or current relationships. Just from the past. How does relationships progress from being friends to what do you call it, romantic relationships?
So usually what happens is if I get like any slight vibe, if that he has a crush on me or anything, I get super confident and maybe I'll be super flirty. And then actually my first serious boyfriend in Canada, I was the one who told him, "Oh, I'm starting to like you." So if I get a little bit of a feeling, I become super confident and then I kind of can take the lead. But if it's like ambiguous and I'm not sure, I will just stay quiet and be so scared.
Okay, so ano ba yung mga signs that will give you confidence?
That they keep asking to hang out with me one-on-one. They're paying for dinner or something.
This is a good conversation. The paying of dinner. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just like... or like sometimes even the friends will say for them that they like me. That's happened a lot actually. That people vouch for them to me. Okay. So...
That's helpful. That's good, it is.
That's why people have a wingman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm just a little confused. Forgive the tito. I'm just trying to grasp it. But if someone pays for dinner, is that for you? For your generation, is that already a clear intention that they like you?
I think most of the time, if you're alone with that person,
yes, and he pays for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, shoot. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm just a little confused. I get it. Lester, ikaw ba ganun din? What's the term about you? Go Dutch? Is that the term when you pay separately? Or you pay for your own? Go Dutch ba?
Yeah,
I think KKB. KKB. Parang ganun. So, Lester, ikaw, pag nagbayad ka for, let's say, dalawa lang kayo, no? Very general to. Wala naman ako medyo pangalan.
Yes.
So, let's say you and a girl, tapos ikaw nagbayad. Does that mean may
intention na?
Maybe you like them?
Hindi naman.
Talaga marami ka lang pera.
Marami lang. Hindi ko alam kung saan ko ilalagay. So kumain ka na ba?
So, for you, no, I just wondering, because that's her experience. For you, is it similar coming from the...
Siguro kung
male perspective,
parang isang beses lang nangyari, hindi naman. Pero kung parang nangyayari siya pa ulit-ulit. Yeah. And then kayong dalawa lang, may something na ibig sabihin. Parang,
I love it. May something. Ito something. Yung mga term ngayon eh. May something.
Parang meron ng gusto sa'yo yung isang tao na yun. Kasi parang nagbibigay siya ng effort sa'yo eh.
Wow. Parang sobrang, I'm just observing now, parang sobrang tit for tat ngayon na if I do this for you, it means that, you know, I like you, you should reciprocate. Parang, kasi nung time namin, the guys really had to pay for dinner. I mean, even if you date and it's not gonna work out or you don't like each other, at the end of the day, the guy has to pay. I feel so old school. Is that too old school ba?
I'd love free food.
Okay, so now does that rarely happen? When let's say you're hanging out with a friend, a guy friend, and then maybe you, I don't know, the vibe is mutual. Does the guy continuously pay, or on the second date does it you half and half na kayo, KKB, go Dutch or whatever you call it?
It depends on how the deal is with the dude.
Is he like, financially stable?
Wow, you guys are so considerate. But
I mean, first,
may mga list ba kayo dyan?
I will give an example. Like, kung may date ka, a brunch, let's say, and you're, parang okay lang, you're friendly, but you don't want to be the girl who's just, okay, I'm waiting for you to pay. So you're like, no, I can also pay. Let's do half-half. Yeah. Then, if on the second date, ganon, you're feeling that it's getting more flirtatious and you want to show the guy that you actually like him, you're going to let him do the gentleman touch gesture. Yes. And so he's going to pay your drink and ganon, and he'll feel like boosted and like, okay, so I'm doing the gentleman thing. But then it depends. Depends really, like, on the vibes.
Parang si Leia is very easy to get along with.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I like the chorus, huh? Oh, that's true. Because the thing is, when you're dating, I mean, not just I'm not just specifically saying Leia, but when you're dating, kasi the first few dates or instances that you're together so critical, no? That's the time you decide.
Yeah.
Right? We just want to ask, just to create a little intrigue. Yeah. You know, you guys can give the real answer or not. It's up to you. May plans. We'll start with Summer and then Leia and then Bale. May plans ba kayo for Valentine's Day? Summer.
Secret.
Bawal pala yun. Yun lang ang bawal. Secret. Lahat na pala kasama si Lester. All the single ones, I think. Okay, Lester. Summer pala, what's your answer?
Secret. De joke lang. I'm actually working. It's just another day.
Ang galing sumagot ni Summer. Ang galing sumagot. Okay. Oh, galing mag-dodge ng question.
No, it's another day for me to buy chocolates, but today I have like a valid excuse. But I'll be working actually.
You'll be working. Wala ka bang time if someone, because when once we publish this, baka may magtanong na Summer available ka ba?
Sige, slide in my DMs, guys. Joke lang.
Where do they follow you on Instagram? Summer is live.
Yes, Summer is live.
Ako, hindi ako magugulat kung may mag-slide into your DMs nga. Ikaw, Lester, kamusta naman ang puso mo?
Nandito pa naman siya, pero same lang din, magwa-work lang din.
Magwa-work lang.
We work together.
I don't know what to say to that. Lester, I'm sorry. The rule is you cannot copy an answer. Wala, nabigay na eh. Nabigay na. You can't use work anymore. Nagamit na.
Wala, nandito lang din ako.
So no, do you have plans ba? Wala ka naman plano to ask anyone.
Memory keepers.
Wala naman.
Waiting and ready for plans on Valentine.
Single and ready to mingle, sabi nga nila. Wala talaga.
Pa.
Okay. Wala pa.
Wala.
Do you plan to ask anyone out?
May trabaho daw eh.
May work. So you were planning to ask someone?
Hindi, wala. Joke.
Ang bilis ni Bale, hindi ko nakuha. Sabi ko niya, sige, work ko. Ang bilis ni Bale. Bale, thank you, ha. Oh, may trabaho.
Hindi niya naisip.
Ang bilis ni Bale. Oh, yun talaga. Oh. Ang galing, ha? Ang galing. Okay, Leia, how about you? Do you have plans for Valentine's?
Well, this year,
yes,
it will be Family Day.
Family
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, my mom is back in town in Manila for a week. Aww. And I've been planning a little surprise for Mama.
Ang gagaling sumagot ng ating mga guests, no? Bale, are there any plans for Valentine's?
So, nasa Canada ako sa Valentine's. And then, I think maybe somebody is... might take me to the spa. Oh. I don't know, though. I have a feeling.
Yes. Yeah. So she has plans. So,
I don't know who, but
wow,
there might be someone.
Maybe.
Oh, last Tito question. Summer, are you single?
Secret.
Secret to be announced.
To be announced. Pag nag-subscribe kayo at maging memory keepers kayo, we'll see.
Stay tuned. Okay, Lester, ikaw naman, secret din ba?
Ay, papaalam daw niya eh, secret.
Wala na. Summer, please come back ha. Alam mo, nagbibiro lang naman si Lester ha. Pero alam mo, mababilis talaga mahulog loob niyan. Kaya ano na lang.
Yung tingin sa akin ni Leia.
Wala akong sinabi.
Sa'yo, ipapaalam daw niya. Inaantay mo kung ikaw yon.
Oo nga.
Wait, ano ka lang, waiting ka. For Valentine's, waiting. Okay, so what was the question? Are you single? No?
Yes.
Tama. Okay. Sorry, Leia. I just have to ask.
My turn?
Yes. Are you single or in a relationship? Parang Facebook status lang naman.
Are you gonna say?
I have mine.
Okay.
But if you wanna say secret, okay lang din, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm gonna say, I am what we call here NB. You know that?
NBI,
National Bureau of Investigation.
NBSB.
Wow!
Talaga!
Ay, nako! Pag-explain nyo naman sa akin. Hindi ko alam.
NBSB!
That was so shocking.
Ano yun?
NBSB.
Oh.
National Bookstore.
Okay.
So, nagpupunta ka na National Ako wait. Kasi fully booked eh.
Hindi, hindi.
Okay.
Tito Pa, what do you think it means?
Oh my goodness. Sobra akong ma-emphasize pagkatito ko dito.
May suit akong ganyan damit dati. Parang ano.
NBSB.
Yes.
Alam, hindi ko alam.
Watch the next podcast.
Watch the next podcast. Lala, offer the memory keepers and future subscribers who know what it is. Please comment. But guys, please tell me naman. Hindi ko alam. I'm hanging by a thread here. I'm so curious. What's NBSB?
Ano daw yung NBSB?
No. It means no boyfriend since birth.
Ah, you could have said that.
No, but it's a thing here in the Philippines.
NBSB. Oh, pareho kayo ni Lester. No boyfriend since birth.
Totoo.
Pareho naman kayo. Wow. Okay. Why did that shock you guys? I'm sorry.
Because she's so pretty.
Ang galing. Male idol kita. Ang galing sumagot.
I'm so...
Grabe.
If you were a boy, Lee, I'd date you.
Grabe. Sobrang witty na mga guests natin ngayon. Makes me want to re-examine how I answer questions. No? Ang galing nyo mag-dodge ng questions. Ang galing nyo on how to be supportive. Okay. NBSB. Okay, I will remember that. Okay. Bale, are you single? Or grabe, pag napanood ng mother ko itong podcast na ito, anak, ano ba yung ginagawa mo dyan? Itong mga questions mo ha, time to be mature. But anyway, are you single or in a relationship?
It's complicated.
Yeah! Yeah! Complicated? Parang lahat ng status nalagay natin.
Yung isa secret, NBSB, it's complicated. Yung sa'yo, waiting.
Waiting.
Okay.
Pending.
All right. Okay, this is one of the most fun episodes we've had. No, sana lahat ng episodes natin, it's more... what do you call it? Ba? More conversational.
Scandalous.
Scandalous. Mas more revealing more information. No, ito talaga spill the beans. No.
Yes. Spill the beans.
Okay, Lester. Since sumisigaw na ang export time mo, baka 22 hours ka na mag-export niyan.
Oh, ngayon, 1 hour and 30 minutes na tayo. Pero yun, Memory Keepers, we are done with another episode of Spill the Beans Podcast. So, sana nagustuhan niyo yung episode na to. And if you do, please don't forget to click that subscribe button and the notification bell para ma-notify kayo sa mga bagong updates. And to Leia and Bale and Summer, thank you for coming here.
Summer, thank you for co-hosting. Yes. Alam mo, I've never seen Lester this happy, this inspired, this motivated to work, no? Parang may inaantay siya. Hindi ko lang alam ko ano
antayin ko lang.
Hindi ko alam ko ano yung inaantay mo. And to our two guests, the two channels, no? Yes. Hey yo, Leia, and ako si Bale. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
So, Lester, go ahead.
Okay, so bago lang tayo mag-end, kung gusto nyo pakinggan yung Spill the Beans Podcast, pwede nyo nang pakinggan sa Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast, and iba pang platform ng podcast. So, i-list na lang natin sa description below.
Okay.
So, Memory Keepers, sana nagustuhan nyo, and see you on the next
episode. Thank you for watching. Bye! Bye.